It all began on New Year's Day in my 32nd year of being single. Once again, I found myself on my own and going to my mother's annual turkey curry buffet. Every year she tries to fix me up with some bushy-haired middle-aged boar, and I feared this year would be no exception.
There you are, dumpling.
My mum, a strange creature from a time when a gherkin was still the height of sophistication.
Doily's Pam. Hello, Bridget.
Third drawer from the top, Una, under the mini gherkins. By the way, the Darcys are here. They brought Mark with them.
Ah, here we go.
You remember Mark? He used to play in his paddling pool. He's a barrister, very well off.
No, I don't remember.
He's divorced, apparently. His wife is Japanese. Very cruel race. Now, what are you going to put on?
This.
Oh, don't be silly, Bridget. Never get a boyfriend if you look like you've wandered out of Auschwitz. Now run upstairs, laid out something lovely on your bed.
Looking doubtful, Bridget goes upstairs, reappearing in a frumpy patterned pinafore dress over a red blouse. She peers cautiously into a room full of people.
Great. I was wearing a carpet.
Here she is, my little Bridget.
Hi, Uncle Geoffrey.
And a drink?
No.
Come on, then.
Actually, not my uncle. Someone who insists I call him uncle while he gropes my arse and asks me the question dreaded by all singletons.
So, how's your love life?
Super. Thanks, Uncle G.
Still no fellow, then, eh? I don't know.
You career girls can't put it off forever, you know. Tick-tock,
tick-tock. Hello, Dad.
Hello, darling.
How's it going?
Torture. Mother's trying to fix you up with some divorcee. Human rights barrister. Pretty nasty beast, apparently.
Who? Ding dong. Maybe this time Mum had got it right.
Come on. Why don't we see if Mark fancies a gherkin?
Good luck.
Mark?
Maybe this was the mysterious Mr. Wright I'd been waiting my whole life to meet.
You remember Bridget?
Maybe not.
She used to run around your lawn with no clothes on, remember?
No, not as such.
Come and look at your gravy, Pam. I think it's going to need sieving.
Of course it doesn't need sieving. Just stir it, Una. Yes, of course. I'll be right there. Sorry. Lumpy gravy calls.
Mark, with a reindeer design on his jumper, looks witheringly.
So? Are you staying at your parents' for New Year?
Yes. You?
Oh, no. I was in London at a party last night, so I'm afraid I'm a bit hungover. Wish I could be lying with my head in the toilet like all normal people. New Year's resolution, drink less. Oh, and quit smoking. Oh, and keep New Year's resolutions. Stop talking total nonsense to strangers. In fact, stop talking full stop.
Yes, well, perhaps it's time to eat.
With a curt smile, he goes to the food table.
Apparently, she lives just round the corner from you.
Mother, I do not need a blind date, particularly not with some verbally incontinent spinster who smokes like a chimney, drinks like a fish, and dresses like her mother.
Bridget, having overheard, smiles lamely.
Yummy. Turkey curry. My favourite. And that was it. Right there. Right there. That was the moment. I suddenly realised that unless something changed soon, I was going to live a life where my major relationship was with a bottle of wine. And I'd finally die fat and alone and be found 3 weeks later half-eaten by Alsatians. Or I was about to turn into Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction. Bridget is by herself at home in pyjamas, smoking and drinking, watching TV. She gets up off the sofa and checks her answering machine.